The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Only a couple of days this week to get a dilemma into us. If you would like to do so, you can either WhatsApp. We have it open all the time, 24/7. We're keeping an eye on that baby. 085-102-9103. Yeah. Or you can email.
You can
email.
Yeah. Talk at beat102103.com. This one came in last night in the
email. Are you still on our email address?
I still get them, yeah.
Amy.
A former producer of the show still knows what's going on.
All right, let's do this. Hi, guys. I hope you see this first thing in the morning because I need advice for keeping my boyfriend in check. He's constantly online with the lads and I want to do stuff with him for the summer. So I suggested to him we start watching Love Island together. It wouldn't be his thing, but it's a way of being together. Even if he's just scrolling, at least he's in the room with me. However, when Love Island came on, he didn't scroll at all. His eyes were glued to Maya Jama and all the girls. And he didn't even hide it. He was constantly saying, she's so sexy, or you should wear something like that. Am I wrong to be upset? Like, is it not pure disrespectful to me as his girlfriend? I would never think of saying, oh my God, I watched Jacob Elordi in Euphoria. He's so sexy. I feel really disheartened and I'm now second guessing myself that he'll want someone that looks like the girls on the telly. Should I call him out or will it make me sound crazy? Oh, bless you. That's a horrible feeling. I was actually thinking that up until the point where he said you should wear something like that, it's completely kind of like normal and you asked him to watch it with you.
So yeah, I kind of like, you kind of asked him to watch it with you and now you're giving out, but I suppose.
Yeah, but I would be so insulted if Tom turned around and said, you should wear that. Do you know what I mean?
As in, like, if Tom was sat down and if every single girl was coming on, he was constantly going, she's so sexy, she's unreal, oh my God. Like, if he was glued to it and just was fixated on the girls on telly, you're going to say it's okay, but deep down you're slightly like, that's not okay, really. Like, that makes me feel a bit.
You kind of brought him into it, as in, like, you got him.
Oh, it's your own fault, yeah.
No,
you
know? Like, unfortunately, I'm sorry, but I would be looking at my pajama going, oh my. Like, did you see her last night?
No.
My pajama.
Okay, that good?
Yeah, she's gorgeous. They all are. They're beautiful. They're
and that's
in
what
Love
the show's
Island.
About,
yeah.
though. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think you're being, like, overly sensitive, and I don't think you're going to come across as crazy. I wouldn't like if my boyfriend said to me, you should wear something like that, because I think that makes you feel like inadequate or that you're not good enough. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get where she's coming from though as well. She must be a bit insecure, I suppose.
No, that's what I'm saying. I understand why she would be upset by that point.
Is he doing the wrong thing?
Nah.
Yes and no. He probably should cop that maybe you feel like this and maybe it's not like, I don't know how far along in the relationship if you're comfortable like that yet, but if it's an early days kind of thing, probably not the best thing to be saying.
I feel like they're together a while. I just think it's, like, as you say, it's an insecurity thing. I went out with a guy years and years ago when I was in college and we were watching MTV and Shakira came on and it was Hips Don't Lie, or what's the other one? Oh yeah,
Ben, the Hips Don't Lie, or Waka Waka, or
She Wolf. Thanks, guys. No, it was definitely Hips Don't Lie. Anyway, was she on the mountain for the hips?
I don't know. I think She Wolf was the one where she was dancing, because I remember it on Tiny Pops.
What's the one where it's, you know, looking at my... Anyway,
it's Shakira.
He turned around and he said...
Zootropolis? No?
He turned around at Zootropolis.
Wherever, whenever.
Thank you, Amy. He turned around and he said to me, we were sitting on the couch together watching the TV, and he turned around and he said, I wish you looked like that. And I'll never forget it. Like, I don't think he meant, well, he did mean it, but like, it was really, Amy, it was really hurtful. I was just like,
what's
okay
wrong with
then.
That? I'm joking.
I think the point is, I don't think you're being overly sensitive, but you did ask him to sit down and watch it with you. They're all beautiful looking girls. He's going to admire them. He's going to think they're gorgeous. You have to be honest with him and say, I'm a little bit hurt. I don't want to come across as crazy, but I also don't want to be sitting here every night with you when you're
exactly.
Kind of...
And you can ask him to. I think it would be different scenario if he was the one who brought it forward
and said,
I want to watch Love Island in front of you and all I want to do is comment on how the girls look. Do
I
you know that kind of way?
This is one of these cases where he's actually not even hiding it from you, so he's just gone, oh geez, she's gorgeous, she's
and you know what?
Whatever.
He's probably so stupid he doesn't even realise what he's doing. So do you know, he's probably just thinking, oh, this is great, treating you like one of the lads, probably going, oh, she's unreal, huh?
But I think for her sake and for his, if you're in a relationship where you're mad about each other and you want to stay together, have to chat with him and say, look, I'm delighted that I get to sit down with you, but come on, like, I'm sitting here in my tracksuit and my hoodie and you're making me feel a bit
of course
like,
I want to look like that, but you're making me feel like I can't.
So just be honest and open with him, and I think think you'd be surprised at the response, but it's over to you this morning. What do you make of this guy who sat down and watched Love Island and said every second girl was sexy and that she should wear, his girlfriend should wear something like what they were wearing on the show? 085 1029 103. Thoughts, please.
We are starting first with a message from Mon. She says, oh my God, I don't know. To me, he comes across as quite insensitive. I watch reality shows with my husband and we're much, much older. Sometimes I'll ask him, do you think she's attractive? And honestly, he usually doesn't go into detail. He might just say, yeah, she's a pretty girl or something like that. But I think I would feel quite uncomfortable too if my partner kept making comments. It's one thing to say that someone is beautiful, but all those comments about someone being sexy is so, so different. I can understand why the girl feels uncomfortable because it can affect your confidence. You start looking in the mirror and thinking you don't feel like the girls on the TV. Well, it's obvious that it's what he finds attractive. I don't know, I just think he's not being very considerate or tactful. If I were her, I would probably tell him directly how it makes you feel and how he would feel if you were to keep saying stuff like that about men on the TV.
Thanks,
fair
Mon.
Point.
Paul said, what did she expect? Love Island isn't a TV show, it's a pageant and always has been. Let's talk to Sarah this morning. How are you, love?
Good, how are you?
Good. Now, you have a very interesting take on this. Go for it.
Yeah, well, kind of when you started reading out the dilemma, my first thought was, you know, it seems a bit strange that she has to, you know, kind of get him to spend time with her. You know, like you're saying, he's not, it doesn't seem like he's making plans with her. You know, she's kind of saying that he's on the games.
With the lads.
You know, when she's kind of come up with this. Yeah, like that's yeah. it, yeah. Like she's kind of come up with this. Kind of, yeah.
I have
summer.
To say, as somebody who's in a relationship, I can't imagine anything worse than watching Love Island with Tom. Like, I just wouldn't put myself or him through it. Like, because I want to watch it, you know.
I know, but devil's advocate for this girl, maybe, like, if he's online with the lads the whole time, it's brighter evenings and maybe they're working till like 6 or 7 o'clock and maybe that's the only time they get to settle down.
Yeah,
because he can't be going out doing stuff late in the evening.
Sarah's
do you know?
Point is right, though. You shouldn't have to be, like, he should want to spend
yeah, he
time
should
with
be,
her.
Yeah.
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 I think it is nice, like, having a show to watch with your partner. But even, like, with my own boyfriend, I can't imagine, you know, as in trying to come out, you know, as in coming up with this. Like, he'd be trying to, you know, making plans to spend time with me, you know, rather than trying to get him to spend time with me. Do you like kind of way?
Yeah. It sounds like they're a bit too comfortable with each other at the moment and maybe a revamp, probably.
I think it's a conversation that has to be had. Like, as you say, you should want to be with your person. You should want to hang out with them. But
not
also
just keeping him in the room with you so he can scroll, just so you feel close to him. Yeah, that's
Sarah's
a very good
really
point.
Good point. Have a great day, all right?
Yeah.
Thanks,
bye.
We'll finish with this one from Vicky. She said, tell him, I'll dress like the girls when you start to look like the boys. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Haven't heard that one for a while.
Slay, sister. Another dilemma tomorrow if you want to get one into us. Talk at beat102103.com.